In news and notes this week, Tennis has been one of the hottest bands to emerge from Colorado in the past couple of years. And even then, if you go around the state and talk to people, talk about Tennis, people go, who? It happens, excuse me. In an interview in HeyReverb.com, the husband and wife band known as Tennis was asked a couple of questions like, how far along is the new album and when can fans expect it and so forth. All in all, Elena and Patrick really didn't say very much other than that they've written a good chunk of the record. It doesn't sound like their last stuff. Nothing specific, no timetable, no real decision on where the tracks will be cut, none of that. So we really don't know much except that they're going to come out with another record. Reporting on the sadder side of life this week, news broke on the Denver message board this past week that Josh Tilsley, 31, the drummer for the Denver band Blind Exit, has passed away. No news on the cause. Several friends have posted condolences on various music sites devoted to Colorado music, so hopefully we'll hear more as to the cause of death. Condolences also go out to John Alex Mason, whose father passed away recently. On the good news side of life, I reported on this back in May when the story broke that three of the members of the Fort Collins Bay Sunshine House were among the five finalists in the Folgers Coffee commercial jingle. There's a pretty cool video of them doing the Folgers theme on their YouTube page. They'll be performing at a live audition in Times Square with the other finalists outside the Good Morning America studio coming up on June 16th. It's a good one to wake up early for.